Hello and welcome to this Canadian Opera Company podcast, sponsored by DECA, the opera label. My name is Jana Wichlow, and today I'm joined by Herb Poole, a member of the COC Orchestra and a builder of musical instruments. Welcome, Herb, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Jana.
Can you tell me how you got interested in music and instrument building?
I grew up in on Prince Edward Island, and I played in a local marching band, and just one thing led to another, and I ended up becoming a trombonist and winning a job with the Canadian Opera. Instrument building started at probably about the same time. I've always enjoyed finding old instruments and restoring them, and I do a lot of that now. I have actually co-founded a 19th century brass band that plays all 19th century music on 19th century instruments. And so it's been a big project to restore all those instruments.
You're actually taking 19th century ones and restoring them?
Yes.
I heard an interesting tidbit from someone about the first instrument I think you restored, something about a cornet.
A friend of mine graduated from high school, and he was actually working as a garbage man. He found a cornet and gave it to me, and I restored it. That was one of the first instruments that I restored.
And that was it.
Yeah.
After that. When the COC did its ring cycle, you created the steer horns for Die Walküre and Götterdämmerung.
Yes.
How does someone like you start that project? Is there a blueprint for these instruments somewhere?
Well, those particular instruments, no, there wasn't. The original ones were lost during the Second World War, the ones from Bayreuth. I started with just the sound concept of what would an animal horn sound like. And of course, there were certain notes that had to be produced. And I just went with that. And Richard Bradshaw, our music director at the time, also requested that it should sound otherworldly. So that was a very vivid concept to work towards.
That was a great sound. And of course, it was the first operas we did in the new opera house, and it sounded so beautiful. But for our new production of Aida, you have created six Aida trumpets. Can you tell us about the Aida trumpet?
Aida trumpet was actually designed by Verdi himself. Originally, in the first production, he wanted six natural trumpets that play in the triumphal march. There's three that play in the key of A flat, three that play in the key of B. He went to a prominent instrument maker in Milan at the time named Politi, and where he had gone for other concept instruments that he wanted, including the cimbasso. They decided that a natural trumpet would be, just a purely natural trumpet would be fairly unwieldy, and so they decided on a shorter instrument, but built in a straight form, rather than wrapped up in a sort of a circle, and to get the notes that he wanted, they settled on only one valve. So the sound characteristics of such an instrument are more brilliant, because the more valves you add to a brass instrument, the more it modifies the sound, and the less like a natural instrument. So this was a good compromise.
Now, forgive my ignorance, but does that mean you can create less notes on the instrument?
Yes, to be fully chromatic, a brass instrument generally needs to have three valves for most of it, and to be chromatic over a wide range. Of course, the Baroque trumpets and natural horns of the earlier periods were able to produce complete scales, but they would need to have an instrument which was very long, and they consequently were playing relatively in the high register on those instruments. So this is why you needed the one valve on these instruments.
Right. Do you have any idea how much brass is used to create one of these Aida trumpets?
No.
Do you know how much it weighs, roughly?
No, I didn't weigh them, but yeah. They're... Uh,
Because you also have to be held up, right? Held up and out.
Yeah, I would say it's not so much the weight of the instruments, is because they're, well, the A-flat instrument is about 5 feet long, and there are rings soldered onto it for so you can affix a banner, which is often used in performance. So the added weight would be, you know, you have to go into training to hold these up, probably.
Yes, I can imagine.
Notice to the trumpet players.
Going to hear a clip now from the 1962 recording of Aida with Sir Georg Scholti conducting the orchestra of the Rome Opera Theatre and chorus. And this is the Triumphal March, and this is where we'll hear our Aida trumpets in the production this fall at the Four Seasons Centre. How did you come to create the Aida trumpets for the COC?
Saw that Aida was scheduled for this season. I started thinking about how the opera company would probably really benefit from having a set of Aida trumpets. So I went into my workshop and scrounged around, found some parts and built a prototype, brought it in and showed it to Bob Grimm, our principal trumpet, and Johannes, our music director, and got their approval to go ahead and build a set.
Now, I'm curious. So you build a prototype. Were you testing that for sound?
Sound, intonation, ease of playing, all the different facets of an instrument.
And would the trombone players in the orchestra be playing these?
No, trumpet players.
Trumpet players, okay. And are they being...
They will be hiring extra trumpet players to play these. Here.
And what are the chances that they've played the Aida trumpet before?
Probably pretty unlikely.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate thing about this production is people will not actually see the set of Aida trumpets. They're going to be played backstage.
I've heard that, and for people who'd like to see our Aida trumpets, the beautiful instruments that Herb has created, we have pictures online, and there's also a short video, and you'll see Herb holding an Aida trumpet and giving us a few notes as well. Thank you so much for joining me today, Herb. We hope you've enjoyed listening. To learn more about the COC's fall productions, including Aida, all of our 2010-11 season, and much more, please visit our interactive website, coc.ca, where you can also purchase tickets to performances and the recordings we play on our podcasts. This is Jana Wichlow. Please join us again in this continuing series of podcasts sponsored by DECA, the opera label.